Hey guys, welcome back to this week's episode of the Dog Boat Entertainment Podcast. You're here with Ellie and Chloe, and we'll be right back.
Go ninja, go ninja, go! Go ninja, go ninja, go! Go ninja, go ninja, go! Go, 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 go!
Now with upcoming events, we have Monday, April 10th, girls softball at Wagner, April 11th, track at Centerville and girls golf quad,
April 13th, track at Lenox,
April 14th, softball at Elk Point,
April 15th, softball tournament at Avon,
April 16th through 18th, we have the state FFA convention,
April 17th, track invitational and softball at Lenox,
April 20th, golf at Elk Point, softball at Sioux Falls Christian, and track at T.
We are going to take a quick break, and we will be right back with one of our special guests.
Hold on to me as we go. As we roll down.
Today we have the boys' basketball coach, Mr. Short.
Thanks for joining us today. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
So, Mr. Short, can you tell us a little bit about this season?
This season was a huge success in terms of wins and losses. We finished 15-6, which is one of the better records we've had in Beersford for over last 20 years, I believe. We had a lot of individual accolades as well. Tate Van Arleu, was third team all state, which, in recent years, we couldn't really find anyone else that has made it to All-State in Beersford for basketball. He was also first team Big East All-Conference. Andrew Atwood was second team Big East All-Conference. And then we had two honorable mentions this year, Aiden Hamm and Jake Goldrich as well. But overall, as a season, kind of getting back on track there, 15-6, we beat teams that have been kind of our enemy. Kind of we haven't been able to beat them in recent years. One of the big ones was Madison. We hadn't beat them in 17 years. We went to Madison and won and upset them there, and they ended up making it to the DAC 16, so that was kind of an impressive win for us. Another one for the seniors especially was beating Vermilion, which they hadn't done so in their varsity careers. And then the big one as a town, kind of our rivals being Canton, to beat them and to beat them by 30-plus points was really fun for the players and me as well. So
we know you're super excited for the season and saw a lot of potential in the boys. Do you think your vision of having a good season became a reality?
For sure. I think the guys realized last season it didn't end or didn't go as we planned record-wise, and we kind of were upset with ourselves that we knew that the talent was there. We just weren't seeing the results. And then we kind of realized that if we took advantage of Rosie and took advantage of camps and things like that this past summer, that it was a real possibility that 15-6 or higher, our goal is to win 14-plus games, and to achieve that was a big achievement of ours. So yes, we definitely saw that. We played the advantages of going to team camps and things like that in the summer, getting to play other top-notch competition around the state, hanging with DeSmit, who won Class B State A. We were within a couple points of White River, which I think they were second this year, and just kind of playing the Mitchells and the Brookings, the AA schools in the summer, kind of gave us a real perspective that we might not have beaten them in the summer, but we were within a couple possessions, which was huge.
What were some favorite memories of yours from this season?
Favorite memories. I had such a good group of kids. It was very tough for me when we lost against T in the playoffs. I think I said it was one of those things where it's one of those seasons where you just didn't want it to end. It didn't seem like a job. The kids came ready to play, ready to compete every day for practice. At the banquet, I said there was never a timeout where I went and there was people pointing fingers or anything like that. It was one big family, and it made my job as a coach super enjoyable. Showing up to practice every day, like I said, it wasn't a job. It was just kind of me kind of orchestrating a bunch of teenagers to do their thing, and they're having fun. So it just was easy for me to kind of guide them and kind of let them loose. So
it's always tough to replace seniors, but it's fun to look ahead at some of the upcoming boys too. Who are you excited about seeing taking the next steps next year?
I'm excited for Andrew Atwood. He kind of came onto the scene last season as a shooter, and this year he, if you asked him, he'd probably say he struggled a little bit shooting, but his overall game defensively, he broke the single game record in blocks. The dude never gets tired. So the defensive part is there. And I think he has the kind of the chip on his shoulder going into this offseason to really work on that shot and to make that more consistent. And if he can put two seasons ago and last season together, I think he's a first team all conference, possibly a state all state type player moving forward. Another name, freshman Malachi James, the kid has crazy work ethic, unbelievable talent. He's traveling all over the country this summer, South Carolina, Arizona, Colorado. I think there's another one out there, traveling team, playing in front of the top colleges in the country. So, kind of building off his momentum this season. He's getting recognition now, not just statewide, but nationally. So hopefully he can kind of bring that back and build off his success this year.
Well, thanks for joining us, Coach, and congrats on the great season.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for joining us today, and thank you all for listening to this week's podcast.